I'm Richard Segal. I'm policy manager here at Charity Finance Group.
And I'm Richard Bray. I'm a vice chair of the Charity Tax Group, and my day job is as finance regulatory and taxes manager at Cancer Research UK.
So obviously wearing two hats for this. So on the one hand, the more kind of strategic look at the future of gift aid, and on the other, the impact that will have practically on the day-to-day of a charity, which I think is a really useful balance to have.
I think that's one of the useful things about being part of the Charity Tax Group, is that those of us who are on its management committee are all volunteers. Hmm. So we're people who know what it's like on the coalface.
Yeah.
And that can be invaluable when you're looking at something like gift aid. And that led us to set up a group that we call the Charity Tax Group Practical Issues Working Group for Gift Aid, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it hopefully does what it says on the tin. And we've found that charities find it incredibly useful to be able to share their experience on, if you like, the nitty-gritty
yeah.
gift aid. But at the same time, we can see that there are weaknesses within the current system of gift aid, and we want to do our bit to see whether we can promote changes in gift aid that will make it fit for the purpose for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And from our perspective, the majority of questions we get from members is around that kind of nitty-gritty, around, you know, record keeping, what issues we're asking, what they can claim on certain things. But as you, and of course, understandable given their roles, that's their focus. But there are, as you say, these big questions about what does the future hold and this more strategic thinking. And so it's great that CCG set up the kind of future of gift aid group. So if you want to briefly explain, you've already touched on it, the kind of aims of the group, but is there any expansion on that?
Well, perhaps it might be helpful to put the context
yeah.
for that, in that HMRC have set up a group called the Charity Tax Forum, which includes representatives from the sector and individuals from charities. And obviously CFGs, CTG are actually represented
yeah.
there. And within that, they've actually set up gift aid working groups to that forum as well. And that group, in a sense, does want to look at, you know, the bigger issues relating to gift aid. And in the practical issues working group, we felt there would be a lot of merit of looking at the bigger things about gift aid, because in my experience as a sector, often what we do is we're concerned about the here and now.
Of course, yeah.
So we'll talk about reform of gift aid, and we'll say, well, let's improve donor education, let's put another thing on the website, let's do something like that. And those are good things,
mm.
but they're only going to be incremental
correct, yeah.
in their impact on gift aid. So I wouldn't want to discourage us from looking at those areas. But there are more fundamental things. And perhaps the most fundamental thing is that we do live in the digital age.
Yeah.
And the way in which people are giving is changing. And we have to be conscious about that fact and to think about how can we claim gift aid in that context. And I think the thing is as well is that we're very conscious that HMRC are concerned about what you might call the tax gap.
Yeah.
Where claims are being made for gift aid where people aren't taxpayers. Now, that's really estimated that could be of the order of about £100 million or so.
£180 million, yeah.
And so we know that things have to be done to try and bridge that gap. But of course, at the same time, we're aware of that very big figure of gift aid that isn't claimed for taxpayers,
yeah.
which is of the order of
£560 million or so, yeah.
So we think it can be a win-win if we can eliminate those claims which aren't right,
yeah.
but we can tap more into that vast pool of gift aid
correct.
Which is out there.
Yeah. And so, as a sector, we, and CFG, are of course calling for more money for the sector in all kinds of ways, as you might imagine, given the potential impact of Brexit and what have you. But as you say, there's this kind of £560 million essentially lying on the table, which could be claimed, which isn't at the moment. And so I think everything we can do to encourage that, I think, is crucial. And as you say, the converse of that is 180, which is incorrectly claimed, which of course is HMRC's major concern there. I mean, you mentioned technology. I think that's a really interesting issue, which I think the group's looking at. And there's two areas particularly I'm quite fascinated in. One is around automation, which is one of the issues that the CCG is looking at. And so issues like the personal tax counts, which we've touched upon, and also things like open banking, blockchain technology, and how those all change gift aid. If you want to briefly speak about how groups engage on these.
I mean, one of the interesting things is, thankfully, you don't have to be a techie to appreciate some of the issues. Yeah. It helps if you know somebody who is techie.
Yeah.
So what we're wanting to do, in a sense, our initial strategy is to speak to HMRC about what are your plans for the future in terms of personal tax accounts, what they might be capable of, what sort of time frame might that work for. And then what we want to do is to get those organisations which have that technical expertise to actually be part of what we're doing.
Mm.
So we see the future of gift aid as a working group where we, to use a horrible word, reach out to everybody who can make, who's probably contribute something to that. So what we hope to do is to involve those, if like third parties that are looking to make progress in that area. So you might be aware of Swift Aid, for example.
Yes, that's right.
Which is looking at how can we untap the gift aid that is in contactless payments. Because at the moment, obviously, that's lost income to the centre. We're, you know, interested in the fact that the innovative work that a lot of the other platforms are doing. So what we want to do is involve them very heavily in what we're doing so that we can, in a sense, work through what a map might be and how the other gift aid issues can come through. And, you know, issues like the fact that perhaps you could turn gift aid on its head and you could make sure that somebody, if somebody's a taxpayer, gift aid is automatically credited to their personal tax account would be really good. It could be that we need to think about other things, about when someone at the moment obviously makes a gift aid donation, it has to be generally in terms of tax they paid in that year, although there is some opportunity to carry back. Well, with personal tax accounts and the self-employed, it's sometimes difficult to know when they're actually a taxpayer.
Mm.
But if you could, in a sense, if I use the word frank, the gift aid, like what happened in the previous year, that could solve that problem. And, you know, I think it's a combination of looking at what's technically possible, because there are other areas where technology and AI could make a big difference.
Mm.
Could we create tools as a sector that will help cleanse gift aid claims before they're submitted to HMRC?
Yeah.
And if we could have tools like that that were actually supported by HMRC, which you would think sanity would say they would want to see that because it's only improving quality.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. I think the other thing that we most probably need to think about as a sector is how will gift aid claims be prepared in the future?
Mm.
And it could be that we can work on tools which, say, sit outside of CRM systems but are common to the sector, which can then share the costs of development and so on, and can achieve a greater level of accuracy, for example. So I see that this is a big journey, but I'm hoping that the work that we will do will almost set a course.
Yeah.
And I do hope as well that it will be something that, as I said, in the past we've ummed and ahed about certain things about gift aid, but I don't know if we've thought as big as we should.
I think that's true, not just on gift aid, if I might say that, and not just on tax, because the sector as a whole, we tend to be, as you mentioned, focusing the here and now, understandably, because, of course, that's what many of our members and charities are most concerned about. But again, there's this opportunity for kind of bigger thinking and bigger issues, I suppose. I mean, one challenge I think that's pertinent to this, I think, is the changing nature of employment, particularly in that now I think it's roughly a quarter of people now, in some sense, work in the gig economy as opposed to the traditional, you know, have an employer and the simple employment relation in terms of tax. Is that an issue that's being thought about, and how might the automation and other issues help address that?
Well, I'm sure we would be pleased to think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's something that we might be interested to know, you know, with, well, HMRC, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely.
But with real-time systems now, the capacity for making sure that that isn't the problem it might be at the moment certainly exists.
Yeah, I think that's one of the solutions is around technology, isn't it? Because that's increasingly going to be a challenge when people are given the, you know, the gift aid declaration form, is realizing, are they, have they paid the right amount of tax or not, be clear.
Well, the thing is, you could solve so many problems. I mean, I'm a great believer in simplicity.
Mm.
And if you could say that there's a fundamental right that people should be able to gift aid their donations if they're eligible,
yeah,
the gift aid declaration could actually be almost a thing of the past.
Mm.
And you might want to focus on other things when you ask questions of the supporter. Because obviously, I think what HMRC are concerned about, and what we've seen with online fundraising platforms, is somebody sometimes gifting money that they've put on a, say, on a fundraising page, which is money that they've received from all their friends, and isn't actually their personal donation.
Yeah.
So in a sense, we want to focus more on making people ask the right questions. Well, is this eligible for gift aid in the right way? Rather than getting them to fill in a piece of paper or to read a gift aid declaration, which maybe they read once and then don't read again.
Yeah, and don't read carefully. And yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's quite fascinating. When you sit back, you realise that we potentially could end up with a much more effective system, but a much more simpler system, if we're brave enough to think through those issues.
Yeah, which I think, again, is something which sector doesn't always do, but it's great that this group exists to look at those challenges. I mean, in terms of the platforms which are helping on this issue, we know that on the whole, there's higher rates of gift aid claim on online donations, particularly via some of the big online platforms. And so I guess moving towards that is one way of helping to reduce the gift aid tax cap. I mean, there are also new platforms where there are challenges. I mean, Facebook Donate being quite a prominent one, where obviously becoming increasingly important given the ubiquity of Facebook and the linked charities. Is that something that CTG is thinking about on this issue?
Yeah, it's a big issue for a whole number of charities.
Yeah.
And Facebook Donate has certain challenges in that it's not like other platforms on that scale.
Mm.
Because obviously, if you're dealing with the Just Giving, what they will do is they will claim the gift aid on behalf of the charity and then they pass the money on.
Yeah.
With Facebook Donate, it's slightly different in the sense that they ask on the fundraising, or on the fundraising page, if you like to call it that, the key questions and whether what they want gift aid added. But they send that information then across to the charity that then should be able to claim the gift aid in its own right. Now, at the moment, we're finding that HMRC are asking whether or not there is a valid audit trail, which is a key thing about claiming gift aid.
Absolutely.
From the donation received by Facebook to the time it actually comes through to the charity. Now, we think that you can justify that, but in our discussions with HMRC, they perhaps are yet to be convinced. So one of the issues as well is that the gift aid guidance that HMRC have got at the moment, I think HMRC would agree as well, does need to be revised in certain ways.
Yeah.
But at the moment, HMRC obviously have their own challenges with other issues going on.
Say the least, yeah.
Exactly. So it sometimes means that attention to things like the guidance isn't as great as it would be.
Mm.
So what we would ideally like to do is we'd like to agree a protocol with HMRC about how you claim gift aid in these specific circumstances. Mm. And I can't, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, really. Even though I'm finance trained, I'm still an optimist. There must be a way around this because there is so much income available potentially to the sector that where there's a will, there's got to be a way. But unfortunately, there can be times when you feel that you're wading through treacle a little bit. But it's worth wading through treacle to get the final result.
Yeah, no, absolutely. On looking, I mean, we focus very much on the slightly longer term, I suppose, and medium term in some of these issues and challenges, and how it might be addressed through the role of technology, personal tax account, which I think is a really interesting idea, and how that might help reduce the kind of administrative burden around gift aid, and particularly make gift aid declarations in a sense a thing of the past, which is no bad thing. And I really like the idea of an opt-out system rather than opt-in. And we've seen from other studies in behavioural economics that's had an enormous impact on uptake. Are there any kind of shorter-term wins you can see for gift aid?
I think it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because I've been brought up sometimes when people think you either think long term or you think short term.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm male and I'm told I can't multifunction or multitask. But I'd like to say that isn't actually true. But I think that you do need to set out what your long-term objective is and then work down from that as to what, you know, is practical in the short term.
Yeah.
So obviously these are early days, but what I can imagine is us saying, we think that in 15 years this might be possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is the roadmap for that. But in the meantime, these are critical issues that need to be addressed to make the best of the situation in that shorter term.
Yeah.
And one of the things which I think was really sensible that you picked up and we discussed is this whole thing about guidance.
Yeah.
And it will be an interesting thing because the guidance does need to improve. In an era of self-assessment and with HMRC, in a sense, getting less involved in the details of a taxpayer's affairs, that guidance becomes really, really critical. And I think we need to get a commitment from HMRC that they will put a high priority on that guidance. So that if you look at the gift aid guidance at the moment, it just acknowledges that there are two types of declaration. It talks about written declarations and oral declarations. Mm. But now the reality is most declarations are online.
And digital, yeah.
So we need advice that considers that area. Text donations have been a challenge. But there has been agreement with one of the bodies that deals with mobile payments, it used to be called AIM, whereby they developed a very pragmatic solution with HMRC about how you could claim gift aid in some of those circumstances. So I think initiatives like that need to be promoted in a better way. And also, I think it's very important that we do. Donor education is not going to solve all of the issues.
No.
But obviously, anything that we can do to improve that will also be a benefit. And I focus on the technology, but we want there to be other smaller groups feeding in to the other work that we're doing. So that's looking at, you know, donors, what do they really want? My impression has always been that people who are involved with gift aid think that people take gift aid when they sign up much more seriously than they do.
Yeah, indeed.
And in reality, the danger is that sometimes you have these focus groups which spend an hour ruminating about gift aid. In the real world, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, seconds before they take something or not, depending on time. Exactly.
So, you know, if we're looking to understand the donor behaviour, we need to think about that 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Not about that hour of what you would do in a darkened room.
Yeah, when you've got nothing else to talk about for that time. And I think that's right. I'd be fascinated to see polling if you ask most people what gift aid is amongst the general public, what the knowledge would be. I suspect the details would be severely lacking. I wonder if even the basics would be correct, frankly. So that's an interesting challenge, I think, for...
Yeah, well, I think if we can make it simple, we can get over the key points.
That's right.
But the problem is we make it more complicated. And that's why I think we've got to be very careful before we think about giving taxpayers an option to say they're a higher rate taxpayer or an additional higher rate taxpayer, and I want to transfer that tax to the charity. Because that actually, although it's a great idea in theory, in practice, it just could cause more confusion. So the more that we can get that simple message across, that might mean in some cases that theoretically we don't claim the maximum gift aid we could. But if we get a system that people understand better, and I think obviously the other issue, which is incredibly important, is the whole thing about smaller charities.
Mm.
And the thing is that those of us who are in sector groups, we talk about smaller charities, and we most probably mean quite big charities compared to what's already out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of my concerns about the work that we're doing, is how can we really communicate with those smaller charities? How can we deal with the challenges that they face to get them to realise that actually gift aid is a great deal if you can get into the mindset of actually claiming.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a hurdle that we need to overcome.
And
once in process, it will work. But how can we deal with that? I mean, should we be seeing to HMRC that perhaps it would be worth investing more on the outreach team.
Yeah, in an advertising campaign.
So they actually go out, because I mean, I found the outreach team, which is the team that goes out to help taxpayers, is being incredibly useful and valuable.
Mm.
And I think the very important thing about having worked closely with HMRC is that you realise that actually they want us to be claiming the right amount of gift aid.
That's right.
They just don't want us to be making mistakes or paying gift aid we shouldn't. And I think we've got a common purpose there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I first joined CFG, one of the first meetings I had was with the people at HMRC, and they were very clear that they wanted to bring that tax gap to zero on both sides. So they want to increase the amount of donations that are eligible and also decrease the ones that are inaccurate. So yeah, that's very much is their kind of modus operandi. You mentioned smaller charities, so I think it's really interesting. We forget there's about 170 or so thousand charities in the UK. The vast majority, 90%+, are one or two people, mostly volunteers with very low income, who wouldn't, do accrual accounting, wouldn't have a finance person, would often be a volunteer treasurer. But one of the issues that we've, at CFG in our trainings, and we try and push the idea of the gift aid and alternation scheme, of course, which was set up to increase donations for smaller charities. One of the requirements, of course, is to have a certain amount of gift aid claimed via conventional means. Now, we're quite keen to see, for the smallest charities, that matching requirement reduced or in fact dropped entirely, so that they can claim from the gift aid small donation scheme without any of the additional paperwork that accompanies. Now, I'm not suggesting that CCG or others are going to sign up to that recommendation, but are there relatively easy wins around the gift aid small donation scheme, or do you think that's something that needs to be looked at in the whole, or is it?
Well, I think there's an interesting debate to be had.
Yeah.
Because I think in the longer term, you could say that maybe it's almost a redundant scheme. Because of some of the things I was talking to you about, a cashless society and so on, it's really meant to be largely cash donations.
Yeah.
Obviously, contactless can apply. But if you have technology that then can link the contact with who the person was, over time, it might not be somewhere we need to focus too much attention. But I think the danger is that the Gift Aid Small Donation Scheme was a useful addition to what charities could claim.
Mm.
But I think the danger is when you think about the amount of gift aid, or if you want to call it gift aid, it isn't really gift aid. But the amount of money that's claimed under the scheme is so small compared to the overall level of gift aid. I'm not trying to say we ignore it.
No.
But I think we shouldn't get too fixated with it. And obviously the HMRC logic of having a matching requirement was that my understanding was that they were really encouraging charities to actually get involved with real gift aid.
Yeah.
And this was almost like a sweetener. So I think that we need to perhaps address that issue before we come out with firm ideas overall.
I mean, perhaps for the very small charities, that's a point we can discuss.
Yeah, completely. And I mean, that's what I think is great about having a forum where we can think broadly about these things, because, it's again with technology and smaller charities, that might be a real breakthrough. And I hope that, we'll be able to think, how does that work? Because that's where sort of the role of the giving platforms, the commercial giving platforms, is so good.
Yeah.
Because charities don't really need to do a great deal.
Yeah. I think the less administration a charity needs to do, I think the better of any platform. Are there any kind of final thoughts you've got on challenges for the future on gift aid, or anything you'd like to see perhaps HMRC or charities do better? If you had a message for our members on what they might want to do, is there anything that would?
Well, I think that my biggest ask would be if anybody's listening to this, believe it or not, would be this whole thing about if you've got an idea.
Mm.
And if there's something that you find frustrating about gift aid, just let us know so we can feed that into the process.
How might they do that?
Good question. I mean, obviously, they can get in contact with CFG, who can pass that on to us.
Yeah.
Or you can do the same with the Charity Tax Group website. And we'd, be delighted to hear from you. And obviously we do have a working group as well, which people can sign up to if they want to feed into that process. And we just find that it's such a positive thing. I think that being a gift aid professional in a charity could be quite challenging. It'd be quite lonely.
Mm.
And to actually have forums and events and with the conferences that you do for Gift Aid with CFG are so helpful and supportive. And the impression I've got is that finance people in the charity sector find that so helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our most popular and you know events we do, and one that has the most positive feedback is on Gift Aid and our tax work more broadly, which I think is really crucial to the work of CFG going forward, but also for the charity sector as well. So I think that's about further ado. Thanks very much for Richard Bray. Any final thoughts?
Well, I just hope that Gift Aid Awareness Day really works, and I hope it's a regular fixture on the calendar, so that it's a really great opportunity to make people realise what a benefit Gift Aid can be to their charity.
That's right. Richard Bray, thank you very much.